This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Trivia Friday. We typically have this show on Fridays on American Family Radio.
Yes, hence the name.
So, Vernon University.
Vernon University is on the air.
Trivia Wednesday just doesn't sound
good. It doesn't sound right, does it? No. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're taking your calls, and the phone number is 888-589-8840. You call in that number. We will field a question from you, and we'll ask you a question, or you can answer one of our questions on Trivia Friday. That's how we play this game, but the game has serious consequences.
Yes, it does.
And so we're doing our part to improve your life and
make you a more smarter and a better person.
But we
need one question at a time.
Yes. But you must apply yourself. That's what I would say.
Yes.
I heard that many times in my
I did too. Parents must go to the same school.
I know. They said
if I have to stop this car, you know, I mean, they all have the same.
And you better, you need to apply yourself.
Yeah.
And you didn't apply yourself. Got that a lot. And how about this one? If Johnny wants to jump off the Empire State
that's
Building.
That's right. Are you going to jump with him?
Are you going to jump too? We all.
I'm telling you, parents go to the same school.
They do. They need to come up with something original.
You know, we have people that critique us every Friday.
Really?
And let us know what we've done okay on and what we've messed up
on.
That's
good to know.
Do we really?
Yeah, we do. Oh, yeah.
How dare they? How dare they?
Yeah. So I want to clarify one thing. I misspoke a moment ago when we were talking about DEFCON.
Yeah.
We did not reach DEFCON 2 on 9/11. It was moved to DEFCON 3.
Well, that shows you how serious that scale is.
Absolutely.
Well, DEFCON 1 is like...
DEFCON 1 must be a meteor hitting the Earth and destroying it.
A physical
or war.
You get to DEFCON 1, there's no point in even mentioning it.
I know in the movie War Games with Matthew Broderick,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
When it looked like the Soviets were launching all their missiles.
Yep. All right. My apologies.
Zach has been waiting.
Zach, welcome back. Zach, did you see what I did there?
I saw that. Okay. Welcome back, Zach. Zach, what's your question for us, brother?
During the Cuban Missile Crisis, what was the DEFCON level, and what does this DEFCON level mean?
That would have been DEFCON 2, and it means that there was a good chance of nuclear attack.
Imminent.
But no imminent, you moved to DEFCON 1.
Okay.
How does that sound, Zach?
That's right.
All right.
Wow.
There you go, Jim.
Jim.
Good knowledge.
Well,
hey,
to be totally honest and transparent, it's because I was researching the last time DEFCON 1 was used.
Yeah, but the point is, Jim, you absorbed it.
I did.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you retained it.
I did.
And you showed initiative. You went the extra mile.
That's right.
And you applied yourself.
And you applied yourself. And we do not have to stop the car for you. Thanks, Zach, so much for hanging around.
Hey, real quick. I got something for you here.
Okay.
My wife and I, Allison, you know, after you've been married 30 years or so, what's it, 32 now, you know, you sometimes do things
hey,
like
boss, can we back that up just a second?
Yeah.
That's something you need to be more definite about because Allison listens.
The years of bliss just are not important to me, Jim. It's one long.
The honeymoon
is still on.
For a long time.
So anyway, 1984, whatever that is, you do the math. Anyway.
No, you do the math, Tim. It's your marriage.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead, boss.
I'm going to just let you guys get it all out. Just get it all out, and then I'll get on with my story.
Please apply yourself. Let me tell you something. With parents all go to the same school, and so do wives.
Ed, you're about to lose tenure.
Yeah, yeah. So the point is that you get to a place sometimes where you might even read the paper at dinner. You know what I'm saying? She reads the news. I read the sports. And then you comment to one another.
Right.
You know how this goes if you've been married long enough. Anyway, so.
You don't have to stare at each other over candlelight.
Right. Wow. But you need to do that every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
You need to do it. It needs to be a special part, but not you're not going to do that every day. I hate to tell you, newlyweds. Things change. All right, but anyway, so I read, Allison, my wife, read this newspaper. She likes to read the police reports because it just.
Oh, some of that's hilarious.
Yeah, you get some real winners out there in the world. So this one says, a Tupelo man reported that sometime between November 31 and December 1st, someone broke into his residence and stole.
November 31?
I'll repeat it.
I'm sorry.
A Tupelo man reported that sometime between November 31.
Is that what the newspaper says?
Continue, Tim. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Well, you are right. November 31st. That's. That's a new month as far as I'm it's November 30th.
Your
is
point
it.
Being that your point being that there
Tupelo
is no
newspaper.
There is no November 31st. Right. There never has been. Okay.
And that was probably your punchline. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Anyway, so that's not the punchline. Tupelo man reported that sometime between November the 31st, that's what the paper says, and December 1st, someone broke into his residence and stole three firearms. And then it lists the kind of firearms. And then the man told the police how the fella whoever got in broke into his home and stole his guns. Then it said he said the intruder ransacked the residence. This is a police report, so the policeman's writing this down. And then they give it to the newspaper. It happens in every town.
Right, yes,
you can read the police reports. So he said the intruder ransacked the residence, but only the firearms are missing at this time. He said he kept his guns hidden under his couch. And no one else knew where they were, but the couch was flipped over. He said he has other guns hidden in the residence that were not found.
That's where I want to take me and my three friends to dinner.
Yeah. You know? So, officer, I'll just tell you this one other thing.
There's for the criminal who might be listening.
I got a bunch of guns in here that still hidden.
Can y'all come back by the house and hit me again?
And if they came back
you put that
and
in your
tore
report.
The house up even right. worse, they right. might find them.
Right. Okay. He wanted the policeman to know that he has other guns hidden in the residence that were not found.
And that's all why right. you have a gun safe.
Yeah. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
Janelle calling from Texas. Janelle, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, I'm glad to finally get through.
Well, we're glad for you.
Yeah.
Your perseverance is to be rewarded, not by us, okay. but by someone.
I want to answer the Lucy question.
All right. Here you go. How much did Lucy charge for her psychiatric services?
5 cents.
Five cents. One nickel.
Yeah. So she was a...
The doctor is in.
A psychiatrist wannabe, huh?
Yeah. She had a... Lucy. You know how most kids have a lemonade stand?
Yeah.
Lucy had a counseling.
I remember that now.
Now, I saw, this is interesting, I saw this on, I think it was a Drudge Report, that a pastor, I want to say in New York City, actually got a permit and set up an identical-looking stand, and it said, spiritual help, 5 cents.
Wow.
It was just a way for him just to reach out and give some
pretty
spiritual
clever.
Counseling. That's good thinking.
All right. Anyway. What's your question for us, Janelle?
I don't have a question today.
Oh,
where do you live, Janelle?
I live in Goliad, Texas.
Okay, where's that?
Halfway between San Antonio and Corpus.
Goliad, that was the site of a famous battle. Was that after the Alamo?
Yes.
Okay.
Good Lord, my mind went blank.
Well, you know, there's a town. What is the town that is just west of Corpus Christi? Because we have a new radio station there, too.
Is that Alice?
Alice.
Robinson, Alice. Orange Grove.
Yeah, which station are you listening to?
The one out of Victoria.
Victoria, okay. Because we have new stations on the air in Corpus Christi and Alice. Thank you so much. Take care.
All right.
Thank you, Janelle.
Janelle calling in. Okay, we're going to repeat our questions for the last time today. Well, actually, it's the last time ever.
All right.
We got 15 minutes left.
All right, I just have two questions left. First, on the Flintstones cartoon, Barney Rubble's wife was named Betty. What was her maiden name? And I have a Bible question. In the book of Acts, there was an apostle named Barnabas. By what other name was he called? And I'm not looking for a nickname like Barney or what his name actually means, which is son of encouragement. He was called Barnabas something else. And what was that other name?
But it wasn't Barney.
It was not Barney. And please do not sing that song.
I thought you'd like that. Yep. That was just for you and America.
America.
America. Which monarch is said to have given Sherlock Holmes his emerald tie pin?
Butterfly.
Tie pin. All right. And then which Dickens character asked for more? That's what I've got.
You're on cue.
Please, sir, could I have some more?
There you go. You got it down.
Tim, that brought a smile to your face. I like that.
Well, yeah, I like smiling. And I like hearing that.
You want me to keep going?
No, it's okay.
No, I'm a real boy. No, no. My name's Pinocchio.
Right. Don't you know we live in an era of gender neutrality?
That was about as gender neutral as I could get. Well, a boy named Pinocchio
noted.
Who talks like this.
Yeah. All right. So here are my two questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
Let's do it in stereo.
Okay.
Here are my two questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that a cow moos, a cock crows, and an ape does what? An ape does what? What kind of sound does an ape make? I don't want the
I
sound.
Have a guess, I
want to know what it's called.
What it's called.
Yeah.
All right.
And
Disney,
they don't go murr.
Apes?
No. Right.
No.
Meow.
No. Disney's Jungle Book. In Disney's Jungle Book, what are the names of the four vultures?
Just the bare necessities.
That's a great movie. Necessity.
It is. And I've seen it 50 times over the last 2 months with my grandkids.
Back to
Yet I didn't know the answer to that question.
Right. Stacy,
pay
calling,
more attention.
I will.
So this weekend, when you watch it five more times.
take notes.
Yeah.
Stacy,
at least it's not Mary Poppins, believe me.
Stacy, help us out. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning, esteemed trivia colleagues.
Well, good morning, hey, esteemed.
We're off to a good start with you, brother.
Prefer fried, but esteemed Stacey. Sometimes is okay.
Stacy, thanks. Where you live, Stacy?
Jackson, Mississippi right now.
Jackson, okay. State capital of the Magnolia State. Do you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
All right. Which one do you want to answer?
I'll try the Dickens question.
Okay, which Dickens character asked for more?
There's only one I know. Was it Tiny Tim?
Tiny Tim.
No. Right? Nope.
And you were all ready to clap. No, that's
now, wait a minute. Tiny
God
Tim.
God bless us, everyone.
Tiny Tim, he was the one who tiptoed through the tulips. am I right?
He and Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah.
Tiptoe through the tulips.
That's
with
good.
The ukulele.
It's Tiny Tim with the ukulele.
Yeah. But he wasn't in the Dickens novel.
Not that one.
No, not that one. You're thinking of a Christmas Carol, Tiny Tim. This is a different. This will be a different Dickens novel.
You know, Charles Dickens wrote more than one book.
Really?
You know, I know some of his others, but I've never read any of the other ones.
I'm just going to fess up right here. About 5 or 6 years ago, I was in a local bookstore, and they have a section with classics. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to start reading some of these classics. And I picked up a couple of Dickens novels and bought them. And I go home, and I start reading them. And I go, oh, my goodness, this is so boring.
Really?
I hate to say it, but that's the way Pilgrim's Progress was for me. That's one of the literary classics of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Did it ever improve?
That's like Moby Dick was for me.
Moby Dick was for you?
Yeah, I tried. I really did because I thought, you know, you start reading the classics, you can brag about that.
Right.
Oh,
right.
I just read Dante's Inferno.
I was reading.
Over
read
breakfast.
20 pages on the whiteness of the whale. I get it. The whale's white.
That's right, Stacy. We're fast moving,
Stacy,
buddy.
You're saying you can read the classics and develop a real bad attitude.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah. Classically bad attitude. But,
yes.
You know, bad attitude.
Well, I know. I got a
question.
Yeah, one confession I got to make. I had this. And I hate to say this because he's a legend in Christian thinking, but Francis Schaeffer.
Yeah.
Started reading Francis Schaeffer. What was the name of that book?
How Then Shall We Live?
Oh, wow. I mean, you're talking about 50-word sentences. I mean,
never seen that much punctuation.
Anyway,
used.
I could bless his heart. He was an intellectual genius and biblical scholar, but
he was a giant, and we just go up to his ankles.
I just tell you, 25-year-old Tim couldn't hang. Okay, at
I'd
the
have
time.
Got marked down in high school. That'd have been a run-on sentence.
Yeah, I know. Stacy, thanks for anyway.
He's,
go ahead, brother.
He's got a question for us, right?
Oh yeah. What's the name of the moon?
What's the name of the moon? Billy Bob, isn't it? Wait a second. No, wait.
What's the name of?
Wait.
No.
The
Everyone
name
knows it, but doesn't realize they know it.
River.
Oh, okay. All right. Hang on. We're gonna talk amongst ourselves here. Luna. Isn't it Luna?
That's
Luna.
Correct.
Luna.
Oh, yeah. Look,
we were just talking
Luna,
amongst ourselves.
Where you go, Professor Ed?
Well, the lunar surface, hence the name's Luna. That's
yes.
Right.
There you go. And Luna.
And that's Latin.
Lunatic comes from that.
Yes. That's exactly right. Lunatic.
Okay.
Met a few of those before.
Lunatics. Yeah.
And that's where we get loonies.
Yeah.
And then that's where we get Looney Tunes.
Here we are, almost so, back to Charlie Brown.
We go from a Latin word to cartoons, and that is a perfect picture of the decay of American society.
And you had the two Flintstone
Lunatic
questions
to politics.
Today.
Yeah.
Stacy, thanks for your call. Merry Christmas.
Hey, God bless y'all. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, brother. Back to the phones.
Minnesota. Welcome, Tim. Welcome to Trivia Friday. The caller's name is Tim. Tim,
gotcha.
You're always welcome.
Gotcha.
Hello, Tim.
Tim's are you
going
there?
Once.
Tim's
Hello, going Tim. Twice.
Tim, you shouldn't have gone.
Hey,
for
you
the,
know what? I don't like
gone
the,
for the extra
I
cup
don't
of
like
coffee.
The sound of that because Tim's in Minnesota, and the blizzard's blowing through there.
Oh,
there's a blizzard blowing through Minnesota. I know it's cold here.
There
I know
is
there
10 months of the year.
Oh,
hey Tim, can you hear us?
Kidding.
All right, Tim's not there, guys.
Yeah, what? I don't know what. No, I don't know if. I think there is a blizzard in the upper Midwest. I don't know if it includes Minnesota or not. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're down to our last 7 minutes of this show,
and we've got a caller that's almost ready. We're going to talk to James calling from North Carolina. In 5, 4, there we go. Didn't even have to get to one.
Oh,
James,
maybe did I give the number again? We can take two more calls. Maybe one or two more calls.
888-589-8840.
Was that DEFCOM signal you were given there? What was that?
That was the phone number.
888-589-8840.
That was Tourette's phone number giving.
Hey, James, welcome to the program.
Hey, hello.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, James?
Both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
The one about who asked for more.
Okay.
Good.
What Dickens character?
Tim.
What Dickens character asked for more?
The one who played in Oliver Twist.
That is exactly right.
Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist.
Well, what was he didn't have a name?
Oliver Twist.
Oh, Oliver Twist, yeah.
Yeah.
It was Oliver himself.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was Oliver
himself.
Did he get more?
You know, I forget. I think he was shamed and sent back to his seat. He was in an orphanage.
More so.
A classic, classic scene. I haven't seen that. That was a musical. I haven't seen that since I was in high school.
Yeah.
Anyway, excellent job, James. You have a question for us?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
What was the hologram's name on Quantum Leap?
The hologram's name on Quantum Leap.
Wasn't that
the
Max?
The one that came around with him?
Yeah.
I remember the guy who played on it, and I remember the show vaguely from the 90s, I guess, or whatever.
I think
but
his first
you...
name was Hal.
Hal.
I'm not sure the last name.
Sorry, Dave. I can't do that. Are you saying?
I think it's Max.
All right, we've got a guess on the table here, James, of Max. Is that correct?
No, it was Al.
Al.
See, I was one letter
off.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, James, thanks for calling, buddy.
You
have
guys
a Merry Christmas.
You're going to learn. You know, don't just dismiss me out of hand when I come up with answers like that. I get these premonitions.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, is that what that was?
Huh?
A premonition?
Yeah. Aspirations.
I
get things like that happen, and I sort of know answers to questions.
Linda from Iowa, welcome to Trivia Friday. Oh, I'm losing it. My voice went away.
Tiny Tim's evidently still alive. by the way. I'm
in
talking
Minnesota?
About, I'm talking about tiptoeing through the tulips.
Is he still alive? That guy?
Yeah, I think so.
Remember, he got married on national television on some talk show.
He was born in 32.
Huh. All right.
Anyway.
Linda, did you want to ask, answer, or both?
Just an answer. I just got one to answer because I didn't even know if I'd ever get through.
No, okay.
No, he passed. Excuse me.
Oh, he passed away?
All right, yeah. Oh.
All right. Go ahead, Linda.
Well, anyway, which one I want is the Betty one.
Betty oh, Rubble. Good. Here it is. On the Flintstones cartoon, Barney Rubble's wife was named Betty. What was her maiden name?
It's called McBricker. Is
yes, Betty McBricker. Excellent job.
Betty McBricker.
Betty McBricker. That's actually in the cartoon. There was a movie. I never saw the movie, but there was a movie version. And in the movie, they changed it to Betty O'Shale. I have no idea why.
I had a Miss McBricker with my fourth grade teacher.
I wonder if she's related to Betty.
Miss McBricker.
Hey, excellent job, Linda.
Hey, thanks, Linda. Have a great Christmas. Have a good
weekend.
Did you
have a question for us?
That
she did not. She did not.
Really?
She just wanted to answer.
That's what she said.
Yeah. All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. 2.5 minutes left. Go.
We've got nobody else.
We got nothing?
Nothing.
We got nothing.
All right. Well, let's just talk. We got to answer questions that
we've
asked that have gone unanswered.
Yes. You want me to start?
Heretofore, Jim.
Well, my remaining question is...
Edumacate us, Ed.
Yes, and I'm going to let you guys see if you can answer it.
Okay.
In the book of Acts, there was an apostle named Barnabas. By what other name was he called? And I don't mean his
Hold
nickname.
That thought.
Okay.
We do have a caller ready if you want to take the call, or we can just give our answer.
Go, caller.
All right, here we go. Michael calling from Mississippi, and you've got to be quick, brother. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Answer.
All right, which one did you want to answer?
About the monkey.
Oh, well, I want to hear the answer to this, finally.
The monkey. Oh, the ape you mean?
Hey, we're the monkeys.
Yes.
All right, what? A cow moos, a cock crows, and an ape does what?
Grunt.
Well, I got gibber.
Gibber? They gibber.
J-I-B-B-E-R.
I was going to say bellow.
So thus, I guess the word gibberish.
Gibber, huh.
An ape gibbers. Now, he grunts, too.
Right.
And they complain a lot.
Murmur.
Yeah, the murmur. Violate a lot of the fruits of the spirit. But anyway, that's a good guess. Thank you for calling, brother.
Thanks, Michael. Have a great weekend.
So you answered it. It's gibber.
Yeah, an ape gibbers. An ape, you know, he pounds his chest and he doesn't
That doesn't belt. Sound that doesn't
Ape-ish?
Sound intimidating, you know?
No, I know.
Gibber. Don't be afraid of that ape.
Yeah, he's just
gibbering.
Gibbering. But I think that's where gibberish comes from.
All right. All right. Could you guys
now
know the
back
answer?
To you, sir.
What was Barnabas? What other name was he called? Not a nickname.
Barnabas was called a son of something.
Well, son of encouragement is what his name means. It's a nickname. But what was his other name in the Book of Acts? Barnabas. What was the middle name that his mother called him when he was in trouble? You guys aren't going to get it.
Joseph. Okay.
Barnabas Joseph.
Well, first
that's
of all
his got.
Mother should be in trouble.
All right. What you got over there?
We're naming him that. All right. Which monarch is said to have given Sherlock Holmes his emerald pen, his emerald tie pen? And that, sir, was Queen Victoria.
Wow.
Really?
Queen Victoria.
According to the information I have
I
in
tell
my
you what,
hand.
She went on to make a nice car.
Didn't you?
I will say that.
The Crown Victoria.
Yeah. All right, my question, only question I got left is in Disney's Jungle Book, what are the names of the four vultures?
My granddaughter is so disappointed in me. I don't know. What's
John, Paul, George, and Ringo.
Oh, that's right, because they look like the Beatles.
Mm-hmm. Now you know.
Now. Ah, yeah.
All right,
I should
folks,
have said that. I should have had a premonition.
Thanks for listening. Yes, you should have.
Our aspiration.
Aspirations. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. And be sure to go to church on Sunday. We'll see you back here Monday for a new week.